You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, I wonder how many Christians actually read this scripture. I don't know how many Christians I've talked to. I'm just not smart enough. Man, I wish I was smarter. Wish I was wiser. I wish I was as smart as you. Well, maybe you should try asking every once in a while. See, not only am I telling you that, you have scripture and verse to stand on. What more do you want? Man, I take tests and I always do bad. Well, because you don't have any wisdom. But you can get it. How do I get it, Craig? Ask!
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Craig Hagin continues his teaching, The Ultimate Bailout Plan, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin for today's message.
But if you already have your healing, if you already have prosperity, then why are you asking God, well when, Lord? When am I going to get it? You're not going to, if you already have something, there is no when am I going to get it. You have to actually understand you already have it. See, people don't understand what they have. If they don't understand what they have, then how can they use what they have? All right? The reason people are not healed, the reason people are not walking in life more abundantly, is because they don't believe it. They don't believe it. And not only do you have to believe it, see, you have to ask God. The way you get your benefits is you ask. You ask. You know, we've been given the authority to do that. People sometimes think, well, God knows. God knows a lot of things. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Well, that's Santa Claus. Well, I say some people put more faith in Santa Claus than they put in God. I mean, I'm showing you an example. It's true. Because when I started saying that, you go like, that's Santa Claus. That's not God. Do you not think God knows when you're sleeping or knows when you're awake? Or knows when you've been bad or good? See, you just, your mind thought about Santa Claus. Because you don't even understand how good God is and how much he cares. But even though he cares about you, he can't help you unless you ask. You have not because you ask not. Bible says, ask what you will and it shall be done. Does it say it may be done? Doesn't it say after you've given $1,000 faith vow, prayed for 40 days and 40 nights, fasted, did the hokey pokey, turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Then you have it with a shout? No. After you did 5 Jericho marches, not just one, 5. That's 7 times around, 5 times. Because that's Craig's new theology. No, people make up new theology all the time. Yeah, but I want greater than the first Jericho march. I want something greater. No, you don't even know what you have. See, you don't need anything if you already have it. I'm trying to get you to understand today, there is something you have, and his name is Jesus Christ. And through his name, the name that's above every name, you have been given benefits that you have to invoke yourself. Now, I'm going to blow people away. I'm going to read a scripture everybody knows, and you haven't thought about. Well, I always read a scripture everyone knows, and I asked the Lord one time, Lord, how come I can't preach on new revelation? How come I can't have some kind of fancy thing? And the Lord told me I could, as long as you understand the revelation you already have. He told me that I'm supposed, see, I always preach on scripture you already know. Because I found out you don't even know what you know. Once you understand what you know, then I can preach on something else. All right? But until you understand what you know, what good does it have to have anything else? If you can't get your healing, there's nothing else you're going to get, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you're not going to achieve anything. You have to have faith for anything. It's about believing. Saying with your mouth, believing in your heart, and having whatever you say is. A lot of people are saying the right things, but they don't believe it. At least all the time. They believe it sometimes, but they don't believe it all the time. James chapter 1, verse number 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Now, I wonder how many Christians actually read this scripture. I don't know how many Christians I've talked to. Well, I'm just not smart enough. Man, I wish I was smarter. Wish I was wiser. I wish I was as smart as you. Well, maybe you should try asking every once in a while. See, not only am I telling you that, you have scripture and verse to stand on. What more do you want? Man, I take tests and I always do bad. Well, because you don't have any wisdom, but you can get it. How do I get it, Craig? Ask. Ask. It says, but if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Don't ask me. Don't ask your teacher. Teacher, can I have some wisdom, please? No. Ask of God. But it goes on to say, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. It says, if you ask for wisdom, you'll get wisdom. It's pretty simple. You'll get wisdom. Liberally. That's a lot of it. A lot of wisdom. You know, a lot of people are trying to make decisions on certain things. Should I do this? Should I do that? Ask for wisdom. How do I do that? Ask God. God, give me wisdom on this situation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Wow, that's a powerful prayer. It is. It can change your life. Change your destiny. Because you ask. When you ask, it goes on to say, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. What happens if you're tossed? Now see, what are you talking about? You know, if you're believing one day, the next day you don't, then you believe in the next day, and the next day you don't, you're believing another day, the next day you start asking questions. Usually, actually, to be honest with you, it happens at nighttime. Usually whenever everybody else is asleep, you know, no one else is around, then you start saying, God, when, God, when are you going to do that for me? When? Two 2,000 years ago, that's when. When are you going to start believing it? But see, if you're being tossed back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, I have scripture and verse for you. James 1:7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I've been honing in healing school on James 1:7. Because the Lord said a lot of people are standing on that scripture for their healing. They're standing on that scripture for, you know, for their financial blessing. Well, who wants to stand on the scripture, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord? They're not trying to stand on that scripture. They're doing it by the way they're acting. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They're on a seesaw for Jesus. A teeter-totter for Jesus. You know? Or they're on a merry-go-round for Jesus. Keep going around and around and around and around and around. You know, your teeter-totter, your not a Ferris wheel, but well, it's kind of the same thing. It goes round and around, but you have to actually give tickets for that one. Merry-go-round and stuff, I mean, that's great, but it never goes anywhere. If you want to go anywhere, you got to get on a bike or something like that. But a lot of people say, no, I would rather just stay here in one place. And go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, up and down, around and around. Be coming around a mountain when she comes. I mean, they're not getting anything. And they want to know why. Because they're standing on James 1:7. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why is it not scripture? Because they either don't understand the scripture they have to believe, or maybe they understand it, they just, for whatever reason, don't do it. Because people don't want to do it if it's easy. How hard is it? It's not that hard. Now, I always give the definition of faith from the Webster's New World Dictionary. If you want that dictionary, you can go over to Walmart or some other place and go to the school section. That's usually the dictionary they give you. That's the one I had in school because I applied for a credit card, and they gave me a real nice box set with a dictionary, the thesaurus, and there was another book in there too as well. The credit card didn't do me much good, but dictionary did me a lot of good. It's real handy size, and so I carried it in my briefcase. I've carried it around for years. And one day after preaching for a number of years, I decided, you know, I preach on faith a lot, so I should look it up in the dictionary. So I did. Changed my life. It said faith is an unquestioning belief. So if faith is an unquestioning belief, if I question, then I'm not in faith. It's really good. So if you question it, you're standing on James 1:7. If you ever question whether how come, will it ever happen, am I going to be here forever, in this situation, in this week, by and by, but praise God, you'll make it to heaven.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Oh my goodness, Kindle the Flame will be here. It's my women's conference, September the 26th through the 28th. So ladies, registration is now open. You won't want to miss it. The theme this year is the steps of a good woman or ordered of the Lord.
Yeah, I know it used to be called yours, but now Denise's have me.
Yes,
so it's yours and Denise's.
And Denise's, that's right. Yes. That's
yes.
Right.
So yes. Hey, you know, it's not too far in advance. Just go to rhema.org/KTF, get all the information, and the registration is open, and get signed up. It's a signed event.
Yes.
And listen, if you haven't ever been to you've been to a women's conference, this is nothing like any women's conference you've ever been to. Hey guys, why don't you surprise your lady and get her signed up, and
yes.
and you take care of stuff there at the house and let her come, for it is great.
Tomorrow, more from Craig Hagin with his classic teaching, The Ultimate Bailout Plan. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.